Well, aloha, everyone. As we once again listen to Kaulana Napua, famous are the children of Hawaii. And I just still love that song. I feel like it's such a wonderful way to start and end the KP Radio Hawaii show, whatever episode it is. It's famous are the children of Hawaii, ever loyal to the land and the ocean and everything else. And I still feel that very strongly that my deepest connections are with the islands of Hawaii and with Lemuria. And, you know, it's all kind of, everything's playing itself out here as we go through this process that we're in right now. And all I can say is, we'll just keep it going. One thing that did come up today was, I think someone had asked me about the 2022, which is essentially a 222. And if you look at the angel numbers for that, it says, trust that everything is working out exactly as it's supposed to, with divine blessings for everyone involved. Let go and have faith. And I would have to say, yes, I quite totally, wonderfully agree with that. You know, this whole thing that has been going, I recall the last show had some, again, this was from back in October, I haven't done one for a while, but it had to, you know, it's the same as today, stay free from fear, staying free from fear and allowing the process, you know, allowing the process of the awakening of humanity to go forward. So, you know, it's like kind of stay out of the way. To me, that's a major thing. You know, stay out of the way is a major theme. And I see a lot of things that come up here and there, and, you know, it's almost the voice I hear continually is, well, you got to get involved. Oh, you've got to get involved, and you've got to do this, and you've got to do that. There's a lot of voices in there that seem to be a lot of got-tos that are connected to that. Oh, you got to do this, and you got to do that, and you got to do this, and you got to do that. And I'm very sorry, but I'm just going to have to say BS to all that stuff. That is not what I'm here for. You know, to me, a major part of this is releasing, the gotta do's, and, you know, it's like, forget it. That's not my own path. And if other people feel that, you know, I'm not saying for everybody. I'm just saying follow the, I call it higher inner guidance. And it's very challenging sometimes to, because you got all these people now who are coming out from the woodworks or whatever works, that are saying different things. This is saying one thing, that's saying another thing. This person's saying that, and that person's saying that. And then we've got that intel provider is this, and we got so-and-so psychic is saying that. And it's like, in my case, it's just read them all, listen to them all, and then sometimes forget them all. Just forget it. Forget all of those outer voices. And it's not like you don't have to follow them, but I just follow, as far as following, I totally forget the outer voices. I just totally let go of it. And maybe that's not for everyone, but that's the way I'm doing it. I just you know, it's very, very hazardous for myself, at least, to get caught up in, so-and-so said this, and so-and-so said that. And, you know, and I had an email to, you know, a couple of emails or messages, and I forget where they come from, whether it's from Facebook or Twitter or Telegram or anything else like that. It's like everybody's got their own thing. And my guiding principle for all, you know, my own guiding principle is that you take the best and leave the rest. You know, take the best and leave the rest. And it's like that whole thing is exactly the same as resonate. You know, resonate, whatever resonates, take the best, that which resonates, and leave the rest. So that's my guiding principle. So that, for me, is very, that's what I've been following for a long time. And it's like, you know, I haven't changed from that for a long time. It's been something I learned from a lady in AA, take the best and leave the rest. And it's like, that's when she was talking about someone speaking, people speaking, they say, well, you take the best and you leave the rest. And I say, well, I didn't really go for that one. And a lot of times that's what'll happen. You know, you'll hear something and I only take what resonates. And there's a lot of things that people say, whether it's Tarot by Janine or Phil Godlewski or so-and-so, and they might have certain beliefs, and I honestly don't care what their actual, quote, beliefs are or their understandings are. I always keep an open mind to whatever they're saying, but I don't hop into studying. Spend, like, you know, Phil, he does talk about flat Earth, and I'm kind of like saying, well, I don't know if that's right or not, but hey, I don't care. Right now, it's like I just leave it go. Let it go. I'm not going to spend my life trying to educate myself on all that. So you know, it's just kind of a thing that is just something we each have to deal with in our own way. And so whatever it is, and it's like, I see so much stuff, and I really have to watch myself getting too involved with anything. It's very, very challenging to just go through and sort through all these things. Because I just don't do it. I only say things hit my own way of doing it. I just view them, and sometimes I just have to set it aside, and then a lot of times something will really hit, and basically I'll email it to myself. And I was going to do it a certain way. I don't know. Telegram's a little challenging still to use sometimes, and to try and communicate those. But, you know, I kind of got a way I can do it, but I'm not really spending a lot of time with all this. You know, I don't know, you know, basically I have no idea what this new year number will bring. And it's really distracting for myself to get involved with all this. Oh, New Year's, Happy New Year's, Happy New Year's. And it's kind of like, sometimes I want to say, you know, all this stuff, I just want to throw it out the window. Every day is not a new day and a new birth for each person. For me, it's every day is a new day and a new birth. I don't need one special holiday where in Hawaii they blast fireworks all over the place for so long that you almost lose your hearing and you can't breathe. I says, look, I'm not going to do that. I'm not into that. And I'm just not into it. And people say, Happy New Year, and all this and all that. It's like, oh, give me a break. Well, you give yourself a break, have fun with it, whatever fun you're going to have, but I am not playing that game. You know, I just don't play the New Year game or the Christmas game, and you know, I don't play the Easter game. I don't play any of those games. I don't play those games. I just don't play it. Each day is, you know, each day is a new day, and it's one of those things that's just the way I look at it. And if you want to get people want to get upset about it, well, that's fine. I don't spend a big deal on anything. And you know, people send cards. I didn't send any cards out this year. I don't do that kind of thing. I just don't do it. And I can't say I'm here to bring joy and cheer and Christmas blessings to everybody. I said, no, whatever blessings are come from me will probably not be heard about, will not be heard. I will not put it up on the blog. Oh, I did this for this person. I sent cards to this person. Oh, I sent 252 cards out to all these people. And aren't I a wonderful person? It is so shallow, you know, it's very, very shallow. And, I'm not saying don't do it. If you feel great about it and love you love to do it, then clearly it resonates. And I say, let it resonate with you. But it ain't something that I'm gonna do. And you know, I'm just really kind of totally, you know, just sort of allowing things to play, allowing things to pass, allowing things to move. So as we move along here, I took a little break there and just, there's kind of a, you know, to me, again, all the holidays, these so-called holidays, holy days, are really just not something I pay any attention to. So I'm not telling anyone else, or I wouldn't do that anyway. Everybody can enjoy it as they feel is right for them. So if for me, I just don't pay any attention to it, really. Even this supposedly this is a 1-1. This is the new year. It's a 2022. I mean, it's the start of the new date. In other words, the date is flipped over from December of 2021 to January of 2022. And that's according to the whatever calendar we're using now. You know, in my mind, it really is not a huge deal. However, the numbers, to me, convey some significance. You know, I do enjoy the numbers, and this is going to be quite a different year with the numbers, you know, 2022, a lot of twos in there, and I don't really know what it's going to be. I don't know what it's going to bring, but, you know, just like I mentioned with the angel numbers, it's like, you know, looking at, oh, what will this year bring? Well, I don't care. You know, it's like I don't care about, oh, what will this year bring? I'm not going to. The more important to me, you know, it will bring what we truly within ourselves want to happen. And you know, for me, I'm saying even with the name, with the word want, to happen. Well, maybe it's like a visioning. You know, what's the vision? You know, one of the visions I've been holding throughout this whole endemic thing is that when I fly or travel by any mass transportation or whatever kind of transportation, I will travel freely with no mask on and without any instance of showing the any kind of papers. I'm not here to show papers. I am a sovereign being. I have the freedom to travel wherever I choose to go, by whatever means I choose to go. And if one means is closed off, well, another means will open up. So we'll see. I know a lot of things are going to open up. I have a feeling that, you know, a lot of things are going to open up this year, probably this month. There were a couple of, I posted a couple terabyte Janines, and then she and Ashley just did a another, you know, joint reading on what might be going on for this year. But, you know, even that, it's like, well, no, that's not the deal that I really need to pay, attention to. What I need to pay attention to is what's going on within. And this has come out before in a couple of other these shows. And, you know, it's like, it's all within. And it, to me, that's the very most important thing, you know. What resonates? What resonates? And a lot of things that are coming through, I think everyone is learning to follow their, you know, follow the higher guidance, if you want to call it that, and, you know, what resonates with that higher guidance. Following the higher guidance is, for me, that's where I always need to go. And wherever the higher guidance leads, however it leads, that's what I'm here for. So I just don't want to throw things out there. I can't really say, you know, I'm not really a comforter. You know, for me, I am not a comforter. I am not going to make you try and make people comfortable or help people. Sometimes I just don't know if that's my thing. There are times when I talk with people, and yes, I just listen, and, you know, I say what I say, but I am not a comforter, you know, I'm not a comforter. You know, some people have that path, but sometimes I blurt it out, you know, I just blurt it out, and not often, I don't speak very often, but, you know, if someone is basically trying to, well, I don't know. I usually just don't do that. I keep it to myself. I keep it within. I don't really play that game. I don't play it that way. So sometimes I'm here to be very quiet, just in the background, and I can say shining light. Sometimes I'm just shining like, well, okay, I'll just sort of hide and sort of be in the background and be quiet and just allow other people to go through whatever they have to go through. And since now it seems like, you know, 99.99%, I don't know how it's that number, but a lot of the planet are still going through their sleepwalking. And so I don't make much, I just have fun with it. And, you know, today I was in Costco, and I don't really say anything to anybody when I walk through there. And I would say 99% of the, or 95% of the people that I see now in there, they're wearing their masks and all that kind of stuff. But I'm like just going about my own business, breathing freely, and, you know, knowing that there's no difference between any of them in essence, but, you know, between any of us, but I'm just choosing to travel this path. And, you know, this is not based on any science or anything like that. It's just what I deserve. I feel I'm, you know, and it's like, I don't say I deserve the right to be free, but I just feel the joy of whatever I need to be, and I just do it one step at a time. So that's it. So, in any event, as we move along, we're, you know, this is something that, you know, each of us deals with within ourselves in our own way. And I can't say these shows or anything like that even mean anything. I do know that we are on a wonderful path, that this next phase, you know, say it's turning a corner from the 2021 to the 2022. Well, I do feel, you know, we're much more in the sunlight starting right now. And, you know, as a whole, and, you know, much more in the light this year. I think people are waking up. Many people are waking up, and we'll just see how it goes and allow those folks to, whoever needs to wake up, will wake up. I'm quite confident that all is going to be well as we move through this plan and as we move through this space. And, you know, whatever we need is going to be provided if we're willing to accept it and receive it. So anyway, just enjoy the show, and we will continue on and one step at a time. We're going forward and upward and forward. Let's go. We're going inward and forward and upward. So aloha, and we'll talk later with Kaulana Napua. Aloha.